जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दोग्धा गोपालनन्दनः पार्थो वत्सः सुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। We have been studying the essence of the Bhagavad Gita in this 18th chapter. In our yesterday class, we have been discussing in details three types of doers: Sattvika doer, Rajasika doer, and Tamasika doer. So, a Sattvika karta means doer. He who does any action is called a doer. Really speaking, the entire Gita teaching is, let the body and mind do, it has nothing to do with the Atman, because I am the Atman, I have no relationship with the body and mind, but in my presence, the Prakruti, in the form of body, mind and the world, act and interact with each other, I have neither to gain anything nor to lose anything because I am Sat Chit Ananda Swarupa. That is our goal. But we are far away from the goal. And therefore the Lord is trying to tell us we should have Sattvika Jnanam, we should have Sattvika, do Sattvika Karma. By doing Sattvika Karma as outlined in the scriptures, in the form of do's and don'ts, vidhi and nishedha, we slowly purify our thinking. Our knowledge becomes clarified. Then we acquire slowly sattvika jnanam. And then we become sattvika kartas. So what are the qualifications? Mukta sangaha, anaham vadi, Dhruti Utsaha Samanvitaha Siddhyat Siddhyo Nirvikaraha. Five clear characteristics have been mentioned. We have already discussed about it. So what are they? Mukta Sangaha. He is absolutely, he knows, I have nothing to do with these things. If he is a Jnani, he thinks nature is doing. If he is a devotee, he thinks it is the Divine Lord, Divine Mother who is doing. And so, he never cherishes, I am the doer. This is called anahamvadi. Ahamvadi means, I am the doer, I am the knower, I am the experiencer, etc. So, this sattvika person, he always feels, I am not the doer. In fact, since I am not the body-mind, a question of my doing anything doesn't arise. That knowledge this person has got. So he could cherish that attitude that I am not the doer. But as a sadhaka, as a spiritual practitioner, we have to keep this in mind. These are meant to be our goals for future attainment. Then automatically our true nature will burst out naturally and automatically. And this person, even though he doesn't think he is the doer, even though he is not expecting any result, accepting one result, that is, I want to know who I am. He might have to go through many, many lives. In fact, 84 lakh lives, that means innumerable lives, in order to know who a person is, who one is. But even if he fails, a billion times. He will never lose neither his willpower or resolution nor his enthusiasm. And whatever be the result, he remains absolutely unaffected by it. Siddhya siddhyoho, siddhi asiddhi. Siddhi means success, asiddhi means failure. Whatever be the result, because he has given all the results, offered all the results to the Lord. O Lord, to do is my part, and to what you want to do with the results, that is your part. Do you want to give me? Okay. You don't want to give me? Okay. You want to give me now? Fine. You want to give me later? Fine. You never want to give me? Fine. But say that I never forget you. So nirvikara, a person who maintains these five characteristics is called a sattvika doer, or the truest, sincere, most spiritual aspirant. And then in today's class, we will discuss about further. So only one thing is there with regard to the last characteristic, siddhi and asiddhi. So such a person is not subject to any emotional turbulence, whether he attains success or its opposite, failure, whether he achieves victory or meets with defeat, including death. Because a spiritual aspirant by definition is one who doesn't believe that existence ends with the body of the, it is the death of the body. He feels that it is the body which dies, anyway it is going to die. But I am not going to be non-existent. I will get another opportunity to further progress in spiritual life. So he is not emotionally turbulent, emotions affect us. He is not affected. But then, what is he, a stone? No, he is not a stone. Dhruti utsaha samanvita. He derives the highest happiness because his happiness lies in pleasing the Lord, not in expecting the result. These are two opposite views. If I am expecting results, then I cannot have God, because I have these results as my goal, as my thinking. I go on worrying whether I get or not, whether I get fully or not, whether I get here or not, whether I get fully or only partially. All these fill such a person's mind. But here is a person who says, I know God exists. I know he knows everything. I know he gives everything at the right time. And I also know what he gives is the best for me. Like a baby, this is a most wonderful description we have to keep in mind. A baby doesn't even think whether my mother is giving me right thing or not. It simply is. And it has that faith in the mother. If it is hungry, of course it cries. But it cries many times. So the mother distinguishes, discriminates. One cry is false cry, or the baby wants to play. Another cry, when the baby is really hungry or distressed because of some pain, even animals distinguish it. I have seen it. David Attenborough's films, a mother tiger was lying down. Its cubs are playing, and suddenly, a lioness. Lioness was taking rest, and these fellows were making lot of noises. It doesn't even bat its, the mother lioness doesn't even bat its eyelids. But a spitting cobra started using the poison. Then these fellows cried in distress, and the mother immediately jumped down in one jump. Within the flash, it was on that snake and killed it, even though it also got a dose of the poison. Such is the power of the modern scientific equipment. And David Attenborough clearly showed that how alert the mother is. If an earthly mother can be so alert, do you think God is sleeping? That's what Sri Ramakrishna always used to say. Do you think he who created doesn't know what is right, what is not right? It is a statement of tremendous implication, because whatever is happening today, we are worried, even though we are intelligent enough to understand. First of all, we are stupid. We are intelligent to understand we are stupid. We are intelligent to understand we are helpless. And yet we have that faith. Whatever Sri Ramakrishna says is absolute truth. So the Divine Mother is not keeping quiet. In fact, it is she who endows everybody, even the troublemaker, with the intelligence, with the power, with the intention. Why does she do that? Because of people's karma phala. This is a hard nut to swallow, very difficult. This teaching doesn't appeal to everybody. But everything is happening by the Divine Mother's will. In any case, we are helpless, things happen, and we have to, will be forced to accept them, whether we like it or not. Why not be a little more intelligent and say, okay, this is everything, the whole world is run by the Divine Mother's will. She is the script writer, she is the director, she is the player, and she is also the audience. Everything is she. But if we have got a little bit of egotism, let us do our best, what we think is good for the world. And that is called Karma Yoga. So, this person, Sattvika Karta, never gets discouraged. So, there is a beautiful verse in the Niti Shataka of Bhartruhari. And many times I have quoted, and here it is. Chinnopi rohati taruho, chandraha kshinopi varthate loke, iti vimrushantaha santaha santapyante na loke asmin. Even if you cut down a tree to the very ground, so long as the root is clear, it is growing to go again in no time. Kshinepi varthate loke chandraha. We see the moon. This is a common experience. Slowly, from the full moon day, it goes on getting reduced. And a wise man is not worrying about it, because he knows this is the nature. Again, it is going to grow in the next 15 days. Iti vimrushantaha, having obtained this discriminating knowledge, santaha, that is a spiritual aspirant, an intelligent, discriminative person, asmin loke na satapyante, these holy people, they are not worried about it. Because even if I go down to the very bottom, no power on earth can really stop my progress, because I am potentially divine. Anybody who believes that I am potentially divine can never be subject to these kind of emotional turbulences. Such a person is called a Sattvika Karta. But then we also have seen Rajasika. We are going to talk about it very soon. But this Rajasika person, he is affected by everything that happens. Look at it. Even in such so-called proud, enlightened America, as soon as the last president, he was declared as a defeated person, a person who lost the election. What happened? His followers, either with his encouragement or through some other media, I don't want to go into that politics, but how much damage they have created in a democratic country in this 22nd century, it is unimaginable by any slightly even intelligent person. But that is not the only one. Every country, every human being, they read the news. Look at what happens when one's own cricket party loses. Just see what happens. Whether it is football goons in UK or cricket goons in India, it doesn't matter. They don't see it as a game. They see it as my egotism. If my party goes down, I am a stupid fellow to have supported, to have been encouraging, to have become a fan, of such and such a party. This is clearly such a person belongs not to the sattvika person, to the rajasika person. So even Shankaracharya then says about sattvika karta, this is a person who is engaged only in activities which are in accordance with the teachings of the scriptures, and he does only righteous actions in keeping with the dharma, and never for the sake of desiring getting this or that. Such a person is called a sattvika person. Therefore, he remains unmoved. That means unmoved doesn't mean like a stone. Unmoved means same happy person, whether he gets or not. Because such a person will be full of joy, full of positive thoughts. That is what we have to see. So here, now the 27th verse, the Bhagavan Krishna is graphically describing, okay, that is the description, having five characteristics of a sattvika doer. What about the rajasika doer? Here it goes. Ragi karma phala prepsuhu lubdhaha himsatmakaha ashuchihi harsha shoka anvitaha karta rajasaha parikirtitaha. Ragi, intensely, immensely attached, like super glue. Karma phala prepsuhu, his whole attention is fixated only upon the results of his actions, not spiritual results, worldly results, either in this world or after death in the other world. Then he is lubdhaha. Lubdha means terribly, miserly, accumulative person. Details will come very soon. Himsatmaka. And in order to achieve the goals he set for himself, he tramples upon right and wrong. If right is okay, that's fine. If it is not okay, if it is wrong, that is also fine. I want to attain my goals. So this is called himsatmakaha. In the process, how much of injury he gives, how much of pain he imposes upon everybody else in order to achieve his goals. That is the characteristic of a rajasika doer. Then ashuchihi, he is impure physically as well as internally, morally, spiritually and aesthetically, in every way. Very interesting points are there. We will discuss it during the course. Then, harshashokanvita. In opposition to the sattvika, siddhya siddhyoh nirvikaraha. That is, success or failure, he remains even-minded. But here, harshashokanvita. If he gets something, he is excited, his BP goes up. BP means blood pleasure, not blood pressure. Blood pleasure goes up. And if he loses even little, shokanvitaha is an embodiment of grief, suffering. Such a person is called rajasaha parikirtitaha. So we will go into one by one details, because these are not only very enlightening, they are very guidelines for us. Every time a characteristic is described, we have to stop and ask ourselves, am I also such? Am I attached? Most people are fools. They know somewhat how to look upon other people, other events a little bit objectively. I said not completely, only a little bit. Such is the Mahamaya. And much less, everything this person does is justified, and they even think, I am a very great spiritual person because I have got devotion to my guru and I am doing so much japa tapa, not knowing how much time I am wasting, how much energy I am wasting, how many unnecessary things, diametrically opposing things. Sri Ramakrishna describes such people. Here is a rajasika person. When he does puja, he does it with so much of pomp and grandeur, and sincerely he does it. But as soon as the puja is over, forgets the entire lot and then jumps into the fray of this world and then it goes up and down like a wave going up, going down. And never stopping and thinking is what I did in the shrine room and what I am doing in the external world. Is it compatible? Or there I am going towards God, here I am going away from God. This kind of discrimination is terribly lacking in such person. So even an objective way of thinking is very necessary, about which the Lord is going to graphically describe after this tamasic karta is described, buddhi and dhriti. Even though he described about knowledge, jnanam, we have already covered it, but he says there is a heaven and hell difference between buddhi and jnanam. For us, buddhi and jnanam, they are the same, but no, there is a vast difference between these two, but we will talk about it when we come to that subject. So here, this is a person, ragi, first, karmaphala prepsuhu, second, lubdaha, third, himsatmakaha, fourth, ashuchihi, fifth, arshashokanvitaha, sixth. Six characteristics, and if they are very much manifest, such a person is called Rajasika Karta or a doer endowed with Rajoguna. Why does he behave like that? Because he is endowed with Rajoguna. His buddhi will be like that. His jnanam, knowledge will be like that. His activities will be like that. His reactions will be like that. He will be subject, because Sattvaguna person reacts emotionally in one way and Rajoguna person reacts in entirely different way, and tamoguna person, of course, and if at all he reacts in a totally different way. We are going to talk about it sooner. So he who is passionate, desirous of the fruits of action, greedy, malignant, impure, easily elated or dejected, six characters, such an agent is such a person endowed with these six characteristics is to be known as Rajasika doer, karta. So this describes the person who is called a doer, that is endowed with Rajoguna. That is, his nature is Rajo Prakruti. Why? This, because of the following characteristics. What is it? He is called Ragi. Now, Ragi means, in Bengali language, Ragi means a person who is very angry. That also is part of this person, so characteristic. But here raga means, the meaning of raga in Sanskrit means color. That means this person, whatever be the color of his emotion, and emotions are described into three ways, positive, completely negative, completely positive, and a mixture of positive and negative. That's why even lights, white light, red light, and black light. So this is how we have to understand. Is ragi means intensely passionate. When he likes something, he just falls like a tiger upon it. And by the same token, he also dislikes something very much. So because of this, he is tossed between the tsunamis of both raga and dvesha. 1 minute, he is on the top of the world because he is very happy. And another moment, if some event which is not liked by him, he goes down. Such intense reactions describe this person who is endowed with Rajoguna, Ragi, intensely attached and intense likes, intense dislikes also. When he hates, really he hates. But there is also a good side to everything. So this bhaya means fear. Kamsa was endowed with this fear, and that is why in Bhagavatam, I used to wonder for a long time, why the Bhagavatam is informing, the eighth son of your sister is going to deliver a child who is going to be your destroyer. Had that not Akashavani not been told, until the child is born, until he destroys, Kamsa would have been happiest person on earth. But this has been God's grace. That is how we have to interpret. Now this fear of death has taken possession of him like the possession of a ghost. And who is the killer? Because of whom? Krishna. And so Krishna, anybody coming, is Krishna coming in this guise? Is Krishna peeping? Is that person talking? Is he Krishna in disguise? Is he talking against me? So some people who are power mongers, they are always obsessed with these thoughts. So day and night, Kamsa was obsessed, and his dreams, what do you think his dreams were? Blessed was Kamsa. That whole night, he is only dreaming about, he was only dreaming about blessed Krishna, but angry Krishna coming to kill him. Yamadharmaraja is coming, but only Krishna. And that is why Bhagavatam graphically says he got liberation, because he, whatever way, is thinking only about God and about nothing else. So there are also other instances, but what I wanted to illustrate is that we don't have that kind of too much. But we have, and it is like super glue, and it is not spiritual. It can be, though it can be made spiritual, but we have only deliberately glued with this worldly glue, and that is why we are tossing up and down. Ragi, and then raga dvesha. Ragi means what? Person who likes. First. Secondly, he is not attached to God. He is not attached to spiritual discipline. He is attached only to this worldly goals. That is the bondage. And then karmaphala prepsuhu. Earlier sattvaguna sampanna, he also want a result. He doesn't want many results. He wants only one result. Who? A karta who is endowed with sattvaguna. He wants only God. But this person is completely, he also wants God. But he doesn't want God for God's sake. He wants God so that his desires will be fulfilled. God should be a slave. Whatever desire arises, immediately the slave should know. After all, God is all-knowing. So he should know, my child is going to require this thing. This desire is going to arise in his mind. And before he even opens his eyes, I must be ready with that fulfillment of that desire. Unfortunately, God doesn't do it always. Sometimes, yes, he does it. So, karma phala prepsuhu. He wants, what karma he wants? He wants dharma, he wants kama, he wants also artha. But in that process, he is also ready to trample upon everybody. If he is desiring these three, which is called technically prayas, that is to say worldly goals. You know, there are four highest human values. Really speaking, only highest is liberation. That is to know what one is. But in this world, if we want to be happy, we have to be righteous, because right food and right thinking makes a person very happy, and this is common sense. You don't need the aid of a scripture for this. But this person is purely, he wants worldly desires. If in the process nobody is hurt, he is quite okay. But if they are hurt, that is not all right. So this is called karma phala prep. That rules his life. I want, I want, I want. That is the possession. And his entire life is swayed, guided. He is made an instrument in the hands of these desires. Then Lubdha is a Rajoguna Sampanna. Remember, in the 14th chapter, in the 12th verse, we have Lobha Pravruttira Arambaha Karmanam Ashamaha Spruha Rajasyetani Jayante Vivrudhe Bharatarshava. O Arjuna, when Rajoguna increases in a person, it can be clearly perceived, because two things will be very manifest. What are they? லோபஹ பிரவருத்தி ஆரம்பா. இட் பிகம்ஸ் ட்ரெமண்டஸ் அமௌண்ட் ஆஃப் எ மைசர். ஐ வாண்ட், ஐ வாண்ட், ஐ வாண்ட், ஐ வாண்ட். அண்ட் தென் கர்மணாம் அஷமஹ ஸ்பிருஹா. தெர் இஸ் நோ எண்ட் ஃபார் ஹிஸ் ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ்னஸ். ஸோ ஹி இஸ் கோயிங் ஆன் டூயிங் ஸோ மெனி திங்ஸ். இன் ஃபேக்ட் ஹி டசன்ட் ஈவன் கெட் ப்ராப்பர் ரெஸ்ட். வென் யூ சீ எ ஹைப்பர் ஆக்டிவ் பர்சன், யூ வில் ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் பர்சன் இஸ் எண்டவுட் வித் ரஜோகுணா. ஸோ ஹியர் சங்கராச்சாரியா ஹி கிவ்ஸ் வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் மீனிங்ஸ். லுப்தஹ மீன்ஸ் எ பர்சன் ஹூ பிகம்ஸ் கிரீடி, ஹீ பிகம்ஸ் மைசர்லி. போத் கிரீடி பிகாஸ் ஹீ வாண்ட்ஸ் மோர் அண்ட் மோர். அண்ட் இஃப் யூ எனிபடி வாண்ட்ஸ் மோர் அண்ட் மோர், இஃப் ஹி ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ் கிவிங் அவே, தட் இஸ் நாட் கோயிங் டு பி வித் ஹிம். அண்ட் தேர் ஃபோர் ஹி பிகம்ஸ் மைசர்லி. ஸோ ஹி டசன்ட், ஹி வாண்ட்ஸ் மோர் பை ஹுக் ஆர் க்ரூக். பை ரைட்டியஸ் மீன்ஸ் ஓகே, அன்ரைட்டியஸ் மீன்ஸ் ஓகே. தி ends, ends justify the means. So he doesn't want to spend money. And some people are there, they don't want to spend money even on themselves. What a miserly state. At least, Baba, so you are having so much, at least enjoy yourself. You may not give to others, but enjoy yourself. No, 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 no. That, what is called miserliness, sits on his head. Oh, this third class coffee is fine. I don't need to spend another 5 pence. I still remember a beautiful illustrative cartoon. A fellow was car crashed or wrecked in a desert. So he was reduced to crawling. First he walked, then he started crawling. Finally he started like a snake, and then delusions have started. So he saw a beautiful cool drink shop. You know, when you are traveling in the desert, you want only first thing is beautiful cool drinks. So he saw a beautiful American cool drink shop, Coca-Cola and so many varieties of other drinks. So his tongue is lolling out and water is coming out. He started crawling and he reached the doorway, and he saw that both sides of the doorway there are 2 glass cases. Both were exhibiting cool drinks, Coca-Cola. One said this costs $1, and the other one, $1 is put, it is crossed, this costs only 50 pence. And he started crawling towards the 50 pence one. There also, in that what is called delirium also, his mind is endowed with that miserliness. So I can get at half price this one. And in our, what are we talking about? In our dreams also, we are miserly. Just imagine, here is a miser, he has a dream. And he eats the plainest of the food, cheapest of the food. There is no doubt about it. And I have seen such persons in my life, and I get amused whenever I think such persons. And then what happens? This person, his dreams. In dreams also, he goes to a restaurant because he is hungry and he wants to eat. And then do you know what he does? He finds out what is the cheapest food meals available there, cheapest ingredients. He goes only towards that. Why? Because his whole waking state is filled only that I want to accumulate more. So, getting by hook or crook from others, robbing them, adding to his existing treasure is called one, terribly greediness. But greediness also encourages miserliness. So, lubdhaha means that both. Here Shankaracharya goes, lubdhaha means paradravyeshu sanjata trishna, tremendous amount of thirst. Sanjata trishna, for what? Paradravyeshu, what belongs to other people. Man is never satisfied with what he has, even though he cannot enjoy, even though his 300 generations can live happily if they don't have even one single paisa more. But he is not satisfied because this is beyond his control. Some terrible bhuta a pishacha is controlling him, a spirit is controlling him. So, coveting others' riches, others' wives, others' husbands, others' property, others' name and fame, others' power, all this makes him a lubdha. Not only that, Shankaracharya was a very perceptive person. He says, Tirthadau Swadravya Aparityagiva. Such a person, he wants to appear to be a pious person. He goes on pilgrimage. What does he do? He is naturally, normally, people want to give more because they believe if they give, if they donate, if they are charitable, philanthropic, in holy places, the result will be much more. This is a normal psychology. But here is a person, he doesn't want to give. But even if he gives whatever the least he can get away with. Generally, people distribute money when they go to places of pilgrimage, everywhere, even in the West also, Christian pilgrims, Muslim pilgrims, all that. But this fellow, he will not do. Why? He is a miser, he is a lubdha. Lubdha means both greedy as well as miser. These are the two opposite qualities beautifully embedded in that one word, lubdha. Not only that, himsatmaka, and again he is one whose nature is to trample over everybody. If he, suppose a bank is open and the safe is open, nobody is there, maybe there is a notice, this is for free, you can take as much as you want, he will be the first person, he will elbow out everybody else. And then he will go on listening to it. Sri Ramakrishna had an amusing story to tell. A man wanted to hear a religious exposition called Harikatha. She was this kind of person. He doesn't want to spend a little bit of money. So he went there and inquired, is there any ticket to be bought? They said, yes, you have to pay a small amount. Then immediately he left that place. Another place, another religious exposition was going on. He went and inquired. And there he said, no, it is free. Anybody can. Immediately he elbowed everybody out, went to a middle seat, and then nicely sat in a Padmasana to enjoy because it is free. And I am sometimes amused because if that is free, sometimes it can happen that is the worst show, worst voice, worst exposition, but he says it is free. So whatever is free is the best. This is the type, whether he goes to a restaurant and he orders the worst 3 days food because they want to throw to the dogs and then dogs also don't want to eat them and then they will say this is 70%, 80% free and such people will go there. I'm just joking. So, himsatmakaha. But if it is necessary to trample everybody, to plough everybody aside, to kill anybody, to cheat anybody, he doesn't fear. He doesn't think that is okay. It means the ends justify the means. Then ashuchihi. Why is he doing all these things? He is ashuchihi, not clean, either inside or outside. Why is he not clean outside? Because if he takes bath, that much of water is wasted, so he has to pay to the municipality more. And then if he uses soap, he will use a soap which other people have thrown away at the remnant. If he gets such a one, I have seen even people, so some people smoke cigarettes and throw away. And after that, some people will come and they gather that maybe half inch or 1 inch is left out. And they gather it, happily they sit and smoke. So there are people, there are beggars who cannot afford, okay. But there are people who can more than afford. But this ghost is sitting on their heads. Poor fellows, what can they do? So they are ashuchi, impure. Impure means what? Their heart doesn't have the discriminating power that I may die today. What is the point of accumulating if I cannot enjoy it? I still remember some American businessman had put out a beautiful saying with a small illustration. There was a millionaire and he died and all his greedy relatives were waiting in the lawyer's office to see what this fellow has left. And then the lawyer opened and then he read out. There was only one sentence there. Being wise, I spent it all before death. I liked it. I hope you also will like it. So this person, his understanding is cloudy. Therefore, his decision is cloudy. Therefore, his lifestyle is cloudy. And therefore, he only becomes lukdaha. And accumulating, there are certain things. Accumulate spirituality. Accumulate intellectual understanding. Accumulate religious understanding. Accumulate the understanding especially of the scriptures. That's absolutely more desirable than anything else. But worldly goods, however much they are, let us not forget how even the richest person can eat only what his stomach can contain. He can sleep only in one bed. Just because a person has got 10 rooms, he can't go on changing every room. Very soon he will find out that he will die soon if he goes on changing his bed. After all, what is it that brings a good sleep? Not a good bed, not a good mattress. But if he pays the price, what is the price? He must be terribly tired. And what is it that makes food very, very tasty? There is a saying in English language, hunger is the best sauce in the world. So if somebody is hungry, he will enjoy everything. But what is this? Are you going to eat money? But such is the nature. People want to keep to their children. Their children are even worse than their parents. And they also go. We see so many, I'm not surprised if I see it in worldly people. I see it in among the spiritual people. And they think they are very spiritual. I don't know whether I should laugh at them or weep for them. God alone knows. Then this person is emotionally unstable. Harsha, Shoka, Anvitaha. Anvitaha means endowed with. What? Both exaltation and depression. When he gets what he wants, things go well by him, and then he is elated. His blood pressure goes up. But when it is the opposite, his blood pressure goes up. Harsha means tremendous exaltation, great happiness. Shoka means its opposite, grief, suffering, and Anvitaha. This person's mind is like that. The moment he hears a news, his judgment is only one. Did I get what I want or did I lose? And if he comes to know he got it, he starts dancing. And next moment, it's when it is told that he has lost, and immediately he sinks into the deepest depths. In contrast, a sattvic person keeps his mind because he has tremendous faith. I am defective, but my father, my mother, who is God, he knows best. He will never give me up. He will do at the right time what is good for me. That faith sustains him, makes him always positive, always happy. Here is a person who is swinging from one extreme to the other extreme. Shankara says, Harsha Shoka Anvita, Ishta Praptav Harshaha. When he gets what he desires, he is endowed with, he is exalted. Anishta Praptav or Ishta Viyogi, getting what is not desirable or losing what he likes to keep. Shoka Tabhyam Harsha Shoka Abhyam Anvita Sanyuktaha. So, Sri Bhagavan, the person says that in Gita we have seen earlier, Kama Esha Krodha Esha Rajoguna Samudbhava Mahashano Mahapapma Vidhi Enam Iha Vairanam. This is the greatest enemy for any progress, not only spiritual, even worldly progress. Why do I say that? There are no such thing called spiritual person is a happy person and worldly person is an unhappy person. Far from the truth. The truth is, a worldly person, a person who doesn't want spirituality, but he is wise. He says, I want to be happy in the world. And he knows how to, what to give up, how to enjoy. So such a person, he is a wise person, even a worldly wise person. But here is a person, what happens? He is completely possessed by what? Kama. Terrible desire. It possesses him. Krodha. Because any obstacle brings the opposite, which is what is called tremendous amount of anger. And these two, kama and krodha, desire and the frustration expressed in the form of anger. Rajoguna samudbhava are born, are the offspring of Rajoguna. Not only that, here the Lord is telling something psychological. Mahashanaha, the more you pour petrol into the fire, if the petrol doesn't put out the fire, it increases the power of the fire. So Mahashanaha, that is insatiable greed, and Mahapapma, and it leads to the greatest sin. Such a person, he doesn't trust anybody. He can kill even his parents if it serves his purpose. So he would like to keep his money. He is a miserly person. So such a person is called a Rajasika person. And these are the six characteristics that we have seen. Ragi, intensely attached. Karmaphala prepsuho, intensely attached means both he is a slave to likes as well as dislikes. Karmaphala prepsuho, he is obsessed by worldly desires, not spiritual desires. And the more he gets fulfillment, the more, like pouring petrol, is as just now as we read, his desires, not only they do not come to an end by the fulfillment, but they go on increasing every time, exponentially. And then lubdhaha, characterized by two. He wants more and more, and he doesn't want to give even a little. He gives less and less. He wants more and more. He is a, what is called a gatherer. And he is a, what is called a depositor only. He never wants to spend. Himsatmaka, he doesn't care. If he can get what he wants, whether it is right or wrong, he is prepared to trample everything underground. That means he goes against the scriptural teachings. Ashuchihi, his understanding is dirty, impure. Externally he is impure because he is a miser, doesn't want to spend money. Internally he is impure because his understanding is clouded by this terrible amount of this greediness as well as miserliness. Naturally, when he gets something, he swings to the highest level, and otherwise he sinks into the depths of what is called depression or unhappiness. Such a person, when we see these qualities, and don't say 100%, even 5%, 10%, 20%, 50%, 70%, 90%, we can understand this person is possessed by the ghost called Rajoguna. Why is this knowledge necessary? So that we can recognize, not only in other people, especially in ourselves. And then we say that if I want to become progress in spiritual life, I have to give it up. And I have to acquire the description given as per the Gita teaching earlier shloka. How can I become a sattvika performer? And that is called spiritual progress. Otherwise, there is no spiritual progress at all. Now, in the 28th shloka, ayuktaha, prakrutaha, stabdaha, shataha, naishkritikaha, alasaha, vishadi, dirghasutri, karta, tamasa vachyate. Now he is being graphically described. The person who is endowed with tamoguna, what type of doer, performer, he turns out to be. First of all, ayuktaha, then prakrutaha, stabdaha, shataha, naishkritikaha, alasaha, vishadi, dirghasutri. 8 characteristics have been outlined here. One by one we go through it briefly. So, unsteady, vulgar, arrogant, dishonest, malicious, indolent, responding, and procrastinating. A person who is endowed with these 8 characteristics is called a tamasika agent, tamasika doer, tamasika performer of every action. Whatever action he does, all these will be present. So, let us take ayuktaha. Yukta means one whose mind is under control. Ayuktaha. Yukta means the word is beautiful. This word yoga comes from this only. Yujdhatu. That is, one who is attached, one which takes us nearer to God, makes us completely united with God. That which unites. Here this person, he is also a yuktaha, but not with God, but everything exactly opposite to God. Ayuktaha means his mind has absolutely no control. So that is the meaning of ayukta. One who is not together. A person who is disturbed. A person with uncontrolled mind. A person, as revered Yatishwan Maharaj used to say, a disintegrated personality, not an integrated personality. That means his thoughts are one way, his speech is another way, his actions are completely different way. Katha Upanishad describes this. We will go shortly into it. So you see, each one of us are endowed with what? This panchakoshas. Whether panchakosha means five sheaths. Annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha and anandamaya kosha. In my earlier talks, I had outlined anandamaya kosha is the karana, is the cause because of which our whole life is but an expression. I want happiness, and how one gets happiness depends upon whether he controls his decision, he controls his mind, he controls his prana, he controls his sense organs, his body, etc. This person, five, like a chariot, which is being drawn by five different horses, every horse pulling in different ways. Body is going one way, prana, his shakti is going another way, his thoughts are going some other way, his decisions are going some other way. Naturally, the outcome is also, it is broken, it is very little, and it is complete dissatisfaction. That is the meaning of ayukta, means in simple words, disintegrated personality, or sometimes psychological language they say, multiple personality, and he doesn't know what to do. Then prakruta means is uncultured. That one word is marvelous word, uncultured. But we will go this first meaning. Ayuktaha means what? From the Katha Upanishad, this beautiful quotations are there. So, every tamasic person is a ayukta. Or, every person whose mind is not under his control is a tamasic person. Yastu vijnanavan bhavati yuktena manasasaha. Tasya indriyani vashyani sadashvaiva sarade. Here also Bhagavan uses the word yukta in the Katha Upanishad. If the buddhi, being related to a mind that is always restrained, possesses discrimination, then the senses come under control like the good horses of a charioteer. This is what is called the description of a sattvika doer. But yastu avijnanavan bhavati ayuktena manasa sada tasya indriyani avashyani ustashvaiva sarati. If the buddhi, being related to a mind that is always restless and distracted, loses its discrimination, then the senses become uncontrollable like the vicious horses of a charioteer. Yastu avijnanavan bhavati amanaskaha sada ashuchihi nasatat padamapnoti samsaram cha adhigacchati. What is the result of this tamasika person? If the buddhi, being related to a distracted mind, loses its discrimination and therefore always remains impure, then the embodied soul never attains the goal but enters into the round of births and deaths. That means the samsara transmigration goes on and on. But yastu vijnanavan bhavati sa manaskaha sadashuchi satu tat padam apnoti esmad bhuyo na jayate. Katha Upanishad continues, but if the buddhi, being related to a mind that is absolutely restrained and possesses right discrimination and therefore always remains pure, then such a embodied soul, the spiritual practitioner, attains that goal from which he never returns again. That means he attains liberation. Such is the meaning of person. Now we come to the second epithet, prakrutaha. A mind that is prakruta means here is a person like a baby, never been sent to the school, is never been taught what is right, what is wrong, is never been taught what is purity and impurity, is never been taught how to behave with his peers, with elderly people, with younger people, and with family, with society. That means completely unrefined intelligence. Such a prakruta person, you can understand the result also will be commensurate with his samskara. But religion means what? The meaning of religion is to bind us to God. So religion's business is to convert a prakruta purusha to a samskruta. You know, you must have heard samskruta bhasha. That is, it is not the name like Telugu, like Bengali, like English, like Persian. No, it's samskruta means, kruta means that which is done. Kru, idi dhatu. Samskruta means very beautifully refined. Like a jeweler, he takes a rough diamond stone and fashions it into the most marvelous sparkling diamond, embedded, studded in a necklace. Like that, this language, so much influence is there. This is a wonderful subject by itself. Even the words we use, man, woman, four-letter words, unbearable. Even the highest executives, if they use this kind of words, and such a person is called uncultured person, and everybody dislikes uncultured person, they look down, at least mentally, upon such. So Shankara says, prakruta, who is a prakruta, atyanta, asamskruta buddhi, balasama, is like an uneducated child. He is just like a person who has never learnt what is good. So this is one of the nature characteristics of a tamasikarta. Stabdaha, that means irreverent, he never has been taught how to reverence, etc. Like a stalk, like a stone, like a stick. He doesn't prostrate to anybody. He doesn't respect anybody. Whatever comes from his mouth, the most vicious language that comes, we can see this one, even among the so-called people, and now others are also imitating them. Stabdaha. So Shankara says, Stabdaha dandavat na namati kasmai chit. Unbending like a stiff, like a corpse, like a staff. He doesn't bend down to anybody. That means he doesn't learn from anything. Then not only that, shataha, very deceptive. So deceptive that he can present himself as though he is not deceptive. In other words, he is an imposter. Shataha, mayavi, shakti gohanakari. Shankaracharya uses beautiful descriptive, evocative words. Shataha means deceitful, cunning, hiding his real intentions and also his own powers. Mayavi and vakra, his thinking is very bad. Then naishkrutikaha, and he is very lazy. He doesn't want to do. What is naishkrutika? He is a terrible fellow. Para vibhedana paraha. He is always looking how to destroy the other people. This is the Shankaracharya's. Then alasaha. Alasaha means whatever work he has to do now, he will be doing it only after a month, after 6 months, etc. Then vishadi is always depressed. He makes others also depressed. And then dirghasutri, even after some unhappy experience has passed, he is still only meditating upon it, never comes out of that one. When these eight characteristics are present, such a person is called tamasikarta, and it has a wonderful meaning which we will explore further in our next Gita class. Om Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Janura Martanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagat Guru. May Ram Krishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Hey Ramakrishna.